Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com. We had a chance to hook up with Ben Franks on Saturday night, played in a event at the Blackhawk Area Special Education District. I guess first up, just tell us why this place is so important and why it's so close to your heart.
Well, I've been here 15 years, and it helps schools from all over the area, including Mercer County. We have students here from Mercer County, Rock Ridge, and Sherrard.
Well, we're here tonight playing in a basketball kind of fundraising event. So just tell us a little bit about, you know, the people that turn out for this and watch it and the great cause it's for.
Well, we have a lot of people from our staff that come and watch it, but also there's quite a lot of people from Mercer County that come up to watch Jim Taylor and all the Hoffman brothers. Yeah. So it's really awesome, and it's for a great cause. All this money tonight that we raised is going to help our gym. We're going to buy new hoops, get some new basketballs, and...
Yeah, awesome. Well, and then I think the other neat part about this, when you get the kids out here and they get to play against the mascots you bring in. And I don't know if you can do it any justice explaining how neat that is for those kids. Can you just kind of talk about the emotions of, you know, I know the parents, it's emotional for them to watch it, but man, just sitting here and watching the sheer joy that those kids have playing, man, it's really awesome.
It is. It's something that you got to watch. I'll try to explain, but there are mascots from the Quad Cities. Scoopy was here this year, the Wendy's lady.
The Niobe Zoo was awesome.
Niobe Bobby was awesome, and Santa Claus is here every year. And the kids just have a great time, and the mascots make one or two baskets, but the students, they dominate every year, and it's just awesome, Jim.
Well, and just can you elaborate to our listening audience a little bit about what services you provide for these kids? Just tell us a little bit about what goes on at the Blackhawk Area Special Education District. You mentioned some of the schools that benefit from it, but what do kids bottom line get out of this thing?
Fun, and best example of that, we just had a basketball game here on Friday against Kewaunee, and in the first time in 12 years, the students won, and Friday was one of the greatest days I've ever had in my 15 years here. So,
all right.
I just want to thank everybody for coming out, and everyone thank Jim. Jim gives his time every year to do this. So
awesome. Great cause. Good to visit with Ben Franks. An Aledo High School graduate, what year?
2000.
He doesn't look that old. All right, joining us on WMJ and WMJ.com.